Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. I want to thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that as you're preparing yourself for the month of September, the Lord says it's a time for you to begin to review all loans or debts or joint accounts and maybe even possibly areas of insurance. And yet God says it's going to be important that you stay on top of detail. It's going to be important that you take care of any kind of bills or things of that nature. Take care of them ahead of time. The Lord says also keep informed about someone's close to you, even their spending habits, and that's going to be key, and that's going to be important for you. And yet the Lord further says unto thee that around the 13th, the attention is going to shift, because I see God's dealing with your beliefs. He's going to deal with parent-type figures. He's going to begin to deal with areas of education and also learning. You'll also begin to see and know that as you're moving forward into the month of September, the Lord says that it's important that you begin to nurture value relationships, saith the Spirit of the Lord. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says you're going to make a real breakthrough even around the 25th of the month. And yet God says also in the month of September, include quiet times in your daily schedule so that you can get your proper rest. And yet God says if you're always on the go physically or mentally, you can end up running the risk of becoming somewhat burned out. So use wisdom in that area, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
And I further hear the word of the Lord say to you for this month of September, this is a very favorable month for relationships and partnerships. God says press forward in relationships and partnerships. And Father God says this is the season and the month for harmony and balance. I further hear Father God saying this is also the season to monitor your health. God says make sure you eat properly and get enough rest. And I feel Father God saying in the workplace, being mindful of power, possible power struggles with those in authority or those in the higher areas of work. I also hear Father God saying this is a season where he's going to call you to number your days and apply yourself to wisdom. Father God says this is the month to begin to promote your goals and plans. I hear Father God saying around the 14th of the month, Father God says make sure you begin to get your ideas out before those who are in authority. And I hear Father God saying this is your season of recognition and favor. And that is the word of the Lord.
Now, I want you to begin to prepare your heart and your mind as the prophetic team begins to come forth, and I'll be right back to tell you what else I see God is saying concerning you in this season that you're about to walk into.
God bless you, prophetess. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be much elevation. God says that he's dealing with your emotions. God says for you to prepare yourself, because I hear God says that he's pushing you outward. And God says that your anointing is going to another level. Your prophetic is going to another level. God says for you to not worry or fear. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying for you to be careful who you listen to in this season. God is saying for you to not be so hasty in this season. I hear God saying for you to watch what you say to others and how you say it. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Lorna. I just hear God saying this is the time in the season you're rising up. God says he's giving you the evil eye and you're going to begin to move forward with great tenacity and boldness. God says you're going to say what you mean and mean what you say. And you're going to move forward in God's spirit and his timing. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Lorna. I hear the word of the Lord say effective communication. For I agree with the words of the Lord from the prophets that have spoken. I heard Father God saying, be willing to listen in this season. For Father God says effective communication is listening. And I hear Father God saying this is the season of justice. Father God says, get ready to rise up, woman of God. For Father God says, greater should be thy latter years than your former years. And that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you once again, Prophetess Lorna, for the seed of $88. By now you should already have your ebooks. Know that God said, I teach you in this season, and I'm going to awaken you, because God said, I got new possibilities and new opportunities. For the Lord says, you're going to see me in places that you have never seen me before. I see two major connections opening up for thee. For the Lord says, I'm going to bless you in different avenues and different doors. And the Lord says, I'm going to visit thee, Prophetess Lorna Aaron, for you're going to see revenue coming that is going to amaze you and astound you. And as you begin to embrace me, yea, saith the Lord of hosts, and move in faith, you're going to see doors opening up for you. For success will come in multiple doors and multiple avenues. For the Lord said, as you stay focused and stay centered on Him, wealth will fall into your hands. For the Lord says, it shall come and run and touch thee and says, here I am. I am coming to bless thee. So the Lord will say unto thee, prepare, because the Lord says money is about to show up. Even surrounding the mailbox, money could be showing up for thee. For the wind of change is blowing into your direction. Oh, prepare. Because you're going to see that between now and 2015 will be some of the greatest growth that will occur in your personal life. For the Spirit says, I'm going to help thee. And you're going to see, woman of God, that something surrounded an ideal or a possible contract. You may also have a deal of a financial situation as well opening up for thee. If you've been feeling health, not too well, health matters, or for yourself or someone else, God says go ahead and schedule tests and screenings concerning any kind of a test. But also make sure that you check medicine out for any kind of side effects, because it could bring some kind of an unwanted outcome. So make sure that you get proper answers and ask right questions, but also go online and do your homework surrounding any possible medications. For the Lord says, peace and joy and happiness shall surely be your portion. For the Lord says, prepare, because you're going to be meeting with people in power, people that are in authority. Get ready, because God says October is going to bring two important things into your life. One, around about the 8th, could affect your dreams and your plans. But it seems like it should please you, because you can make things work in your favor. On the 23rd of October will be a continuum of what you saw earlier. Is something possibly surrounding money or joint finances or credit or loans or something surrounding mortgages could be showing up. But you will come into a new path. Thank you, Prophetess Lona Aaron, for your seed, because God says, I give you the power to raise venture capital. God bless and peace. Taxes, I take care too, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. Insurance, I take care of that too. It's going to work out in your favor. God bless. Because news will come quickly, but as it comes, behold, when the dust settles, you're going to be on top. Get ready, because you're about to take some new steps into some new directions. God bless you, Prophetess Lona Aaron.